Harsh fitness, or become an adventurer because there are no obese elderly. I'm very sorry, but the truth about obesity is morose. Obesity is a disease that is killing you. It will rob you of more than half of your life. But it is a curable disease, and the cure is in your hands. You can overcome it. So as long as you don't attack it head on. If you just stop eating, you will fail. If all you do is sign up for the gym, you will fail. If you go jogging while heavy, you may ruin your knees. And it will be dangerous. Our bodies need time for change. There is a lot more to your muscles than you can imagine. You can't leap into a healthy lifestyle. It has to come gradually. And if you dare to push your weight loss plans for another day, then you are unlikely to ever see that day. Life does not get easier. Life gets noisier, busier, and more challenging every day. Your weight loss has to start immediately, right now. You are obese. You need to give up your career. Because if you don't, you will never see retirement. And there is no such thing as a career without retirement. Quitting your job is just one of the many changes you need. And not just to succeed, but to survive. There's an old saying by Sun Tzu that goes, "A victorious warrior wins first, and then goes to war. And defeated warriors go to war, and then hope to win." The series of changes that you must make in your life help you win the war before you know it, making the battle for life a mere formality. Do you understand what a powerful enemy you are facing? You are genetically predisposed for eating, and you eat more when things get more challenging. Obesity is such an enemy that some go for dangerous surgery and still fail, still relapse. After all the fears and worries and triumphs and success, do not feel insulted that your career must go. Your entire life must be rebuilt to take on obesity and triumph for life. While you try to figure out how you are going to manage your future, here are the other changes that you must institute. And let me get down to the point, assuming that you want instant change. Cut the plugs off of all your kitchen appliances. Say goodbye to all that soul food. You'll never taste that sweetness again. And I mean that. Once you betray your favorite food, it will never taste good again. Tomorrow, clean up the kitchen area, buy a used fitness bench, and turn the area into a fitness zone. You will do your fitness thinking here, right in the middle of the place that was killing you. You will become reborn from its ashes. Always buy used sports equipment. Someone before you failed. So pick up the slack and make your effort count for more. You don't need a barbell. To start, you will need a 3 and 5 pound dumbbell only. And as you go, you will take it up to 8, 10, 12, 15, 17 and a half, and 20. You won't need more than that. But you must start with the 3 pound dumbbells. And your exercise for the rest of your life is just walking with them in your hands. Don't think of your body as a collection of muscles. Muscle isolation is a terrible idea. Think of your body as one big muscle. So as you hang on to your dumbbells as they grow progressively heavier, your biceps, your back, your midsection, and your legs will get a workout. You wake up in the morning, lay an egg about the career you had to destroy to survive, and please, please, don't feel too bad about it. It's only a career if it comes with a few decades of retirement. With a lifespan of 38, you would have to retire at 8 years old. You really deserve 50 years of retirement. You are not built for having a career, so forget about it. Once you succeed, you can become a trainer, maybe a long-distance trail guide, helping chunky people cross the Appalachian Trail, for example. A very beautiful task. You will have to stay in the realm of fitness. That is yet another element of winning the war. As to your kids, they do not come first. You are not to live second to anybody. If you allow yourself to think that way, they may reject you as a parent. How dare you, after all, to force them into a funeral so soon? How dare you to abandon them? Your kids would never, ever, ever, ever ask you to lay down your life for them. And they don't need this kind of cheap help. They want to see a great being. They want to see you winning the war. They want to learn from you about what it takes. They want to walk the trails with you. That's what they want. Greatness. Having set your career worries aside, understanding that it was not a career but a death sentence, for a career must come with retirement. You put on your brand new socks and soft walking shoes, and with 3 pounds in your left hand and 3 pounds in your right hand, you walk. You walk wherever you usually walk. You walk wherever you usually drive. You walk towards the supermarket until you can make it all the way there. You walk everywhere. And each week you walk a tiny, tiny bit faster and faster. And you wait for the day when your back and arms and legs adapt to receive the 5 pound dumbbells. Oh yes. And then carry on continuing to challenge yourself, gradually taking to hiking, camping, and, you know, seriously considering crossing the Appalachian Trail. At first, your diet is just shredded lettuce, flavored with a little bit of food. And without a fridge, you have to go to the supermarket every day. At first, it will be enough to just get up and get into your car and drive there. But later, you will, of course, have to walk all the way. There are no shortcuts in war against death from obesity. And later, you just add nuts and berries to your shredded lettuce, and then some barbecue meat that you will have to cook outside. You don't get to own a microwave ever again. Get serious about becoming a fitness expert, because it will be something you will truly understand. And now that AI can generate music, you can even hope to sell your wisdom and workout programs online. Again, victorious warriors win first and then go to war, while defeated warriors go to war first, and then seek to win. You are rebuilding your entire life for triumph against death from obesity. Finally, a surprising positive little nugget. I left it for last to cheer you up. Obesity made you a bodybuilder. It's all there beneath all that fat. That is why you are so strong. As you gradually put on your great weight, your musculature adapted to handle it. That's also the secret of bodybuilding. Once the fat is all gone, you will be decades ahead the bodybuilders in your age range. Now go. Be sure to unplug the appliances before cutting the plugs off. Unless you have kids and your sweetie is fool enough to expect a breakfast. Then maybe just take the appliances out into the garage, where you will have to send your family in the morning to toast their sick strudels. Either way, do not delay. Put the cookies away and begin your transformation today. I know that this is a lot. And I know that you think you can't. I know that I have made you worry even more. But that's just to help you to win the war and never ever relapse. If you still don't know where to start, go buy a tent and backpack. You are going camping tomorrow. You'll stay for long enough not to need to worry about typing up your resignation letter. And then, once you get into the spirit of things, go walk the Appalachian Trail, the Pacific Crest Trail, and the Continental Divide Trail. You can do this. It will work. Time has come for you to become an adventurer, and later, a trail guide.